Blog Talk Radio.
Out of town in LA for about 6 weeks, and then I had to kind of get reorganized back here in Vegas, and so I just didn't have a chance to do the show during that time, but I was looking forward to coming back to it and to get to chat with you again, you know, and have some fun on this radio show with you. You know, it's always so fun. I don't think I could do it alone. I think the key to it is that we do this together.
Well, you know, I had the biggest smile on my face, and so, because I'm so happy to hear your voice again. It's been a long time, man. I'm just grateful and proud and excited for you and your life and your career as it continues to blossom and grow, and, you know, and so, and to have you back here. I didn't know for sure when you were coming back, but kind of knew, but wasn't, but, you know, we just never know how life, you know. You know, things, especially in the creative process, when you're doing creative stuff, sometimes it goes longer or shorter. So, but I'm so happy to see you. Well, hear your voice at least. And so thanks for being back here.
It's like seeing a voice is like seeing a person. I'm working on a couple of musicals, and with Tom Harriman, my co-writer, who I did Soldier of Orange with. And one of them is based on A Senior Moment, the movie with William Shatner that recently came out. And the producer asked us to do a show based on that. And the other one is for a Polish production company based on the life of Maryla Radowitz, who was the biggest pop stars in her country and is, according to the producer, known and loved by every man, woman, child, and dog in Poland. So I've been very busy reading all her biographical history and all of that, and it's really very uplifting to be working on it. I've been, you know, countless hours doing all that, so it kind of made it hard to do other things. But anyway, here I am back in Vegas. We have a cold day today. It's 103 degrees. Wow, such a pleasure. It has been 114. I mean, I was sitting in the car the other day.
Oh my Lord.
It said 117, and I just had to crack up. Of course, it felt cold inside the car because, you know, I've got a decent air conditioner in my car. But, it's pretty hard to sit outside, so I've ordered a misting system for my deck so that on July 4th I can have a few friends over, and they won't just swelter to death out there. You know, it drops the temperature by about 20 or 30 degrees. But anyway, so I hope everybody is doing their day today out there.
Yes, well, it's a little embarrassing when I want to complain about how hot it is here, and then when you say 117, I'm like, okay, never mind. I'll keep my 90 degrees to myself.
Well, it's 103, but I went swimming this morning. I took a dip at 7:15 because I have to get in there in very really early before the sun comes up and just swelters you. And it's so warm that basically you don't even need to turn the heat up in the pool. You just dump. I've just got a little teeny pool. It's not big enough to do laps or anything. I can just sort of, I like to do kind of jump around and do. I put music on and I dance to the music in the pool. It's pretty silly.
Got a video paper.
I don't want anybody blackmailing me about my jump back.
Well, all right. So then when I come to visit, I'll get to see it live and in living color. There you go. All right. So listen, I'm really excited about this. Life is messy. You can't fix everything.
Absolutely. Yes. Well, listen, I'll start by saying that Mark Twain, a wonderful writer, said the two most important days of your life are the day you're born and the day you find out why. that strikes me as so. I think I just found out recently why I was born, which I now believe is to be a friend and to dispense and call on insights and wisdoms that I've learned to help friends overcome the bumps on their roads. But anyway, between the two days of Mark Twain's, the day you're born and the day you find out why, there will surely be a lot of stinkers. There will be days you wonder what you're doing here. Nothing you do will seem to be working. You'll mess up a good relationship. You'll say a wrong thing and have daggers thrown at you, real or imagined. You'll lose a fine job. You'll make a poor pitch and lose a shot at something you wanted. You'll make your partner mad. You'll cook something that sounded good on paper but tastes like hell. You will piss people off. You will invite yourself to be canceled. You will insult someone. You will wreck someone's plans. You will talk yourself out of doing something that was already yours. You will throw your back out doing something stupid. You will alienate a good friend. You will forget to pay a bill, and then you won't have any insurance on your car when you get fender bended.
No.
You will wear something with inadvertently that has a tear or a stain you didn't notice. You will break a nail on the day that you're going out to dinner for a special event. You will inadvertently reveal a sympathy for a politically unpopular point of view. And you know what it all means? It means you're human. So there. look, life is a tap dance. You will be explaining yourself to others till you're blue in the face. And that's what humans do. Because perfection is easy. Robots do it every day. Perfection. But your flesh and blood, last time I looked, and you are in your lifetime going to make millions of blunders and errors. And as to faux pas, well, Lollapaloozas, you're just going to make them here, there, and everywhere. But you have to keep going. You have to be brave and be bold and keep in mind that life is a journey, not a destination. Good to know that, right?
And
here's the thing, the people you would have tried to please when you were 18 years old, who you were trying to do everything right for, they will not even be footnotes in your life once you pass 25. So there you go. Yes, and so we try really hard to please people and to make ourselves right for people and to say the right thing and do the right thing, and we constantly mess things up. Life is very messy. Have you ever done something just that you didn't intend and then it messed everything up? Can you just like said the wrong thing and then suddenly there was a feud or there was a loss or there was a breakup or there was something where you really had it. It was all good and then you mess it up or they mess it up.
Yes, I'll share. I did.
Okay.
But it's so weird because I went to a meeting to have a good time to celebrate our success for my radio station in California. And I come on, Bill. Okay, 1 second. Are you there?
Yes, I lost you for a second.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So I went to have a good time, and I did. I had a great time. But then all of a sudden, I got attacked. And when I got attacked, I had to defend myself. And so I went from going to a celebration to ending up in a police car.
Oh,
it's
my God.
Really, yes, because when I defended
That's
myself,
real.
When I defended myself, that person was hospitalized. They had to go in helicopters to get them to a hospital. So I had to defend myself. But yet later, so here I am going
Come
to have a great time with a great friend and a great company, and we're all excited to defending myself. Ended up going to court and being and the judge pointed out because they're like, the man defended himself. You can't accuse him of a crime. And even the judge was frustrated that it happened, and so it was over. But that's the big mess that you're talking about right there.
It tarnished the whole thing. It ruined the whole thing. Oh.
It ruined the whole thing. And it was starting – I mean, it's just like, you know, we're going to have a great time to, oh, my God, call my mom. And I'm one of those kind of guys, no matter how old I am. As long as my mom was around, I needed her to know what was going on because she's always been my protector. Even though I
yeah.
was married, I always say, call my mom. I just said, you didn't know what's going on. I don't want her to find out from anybody else anyway, right?
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
and so, but anyway, so that's what you're saying. Life is messy. Even though we do our best to be our best and to try to, you know, but you just, life is in general going to throw you off. And expect it because it's coming. Expect it. I don't want to expect bad things to happen. But when they happen, I can't be surprised because it's been
they
like this
happen.
All my life.
Well, because it happens to everyone. Okay, I've got a funny story that happened that is like, you know, stuff happens kind of story, okay? So I remember at my wedding where I'm standing under the chuppah waiting to be, you know, when the ceremony is going on, and I'm looking down at Bobby's gray cowboy boots that I had dyed to match the gray tuxedo we had gotten him. I thought he would look good in the stub gray colored tuxedo, you know. So we had his cowboy boots dyed to match that. And there I was standing under the chuppah and about to commit marriage, right? And for God's sake, I'm standing there thinking about the fact that his pants didn't seem to match the boots. And I had them custom dyed to match. I was standing there. And right, and I'm missing my wedding ceremony. Story was that we had bought him for the honeymoon three pairs of linen slacks for the honeymoon. One was white linen, one was gray linen, and one was cream linen. So wouldn't you know that the night before he'd gone out for the bachelor party with his brothers and his, you know, with whatever, and he had gone out and he'd worn these gray ones for the bachelor party. So anyway, yeah. when it was time to dress for the wedding, he found that the tuxedo store had forgotten to deliver the pants.
Oh, that's not good.
It was the jacket on the hanger.
Right. Wow. That's just
so
bad.
He sent down for an ironing board and an iron. I mean, is there anybody out there knows how to iron linen? Yeah, neither did Bobby. So he had taken these gray linen pants that were perfect the day before. But anyway, he had put those on, and they didn't match the boots. And my eye caught that. And they were wrinkled, too. And I was like, what the hell? That was the only thing that happened bad at my wedding. That was it. But, you know, that's the sort of thing that life throws you, these curves and things unexpected. Who would expect that, you know, your pants would not be delivered with your jacket on your wedding day?
I know. That's just ridiculous. I wonder if that was like a joke. Hey, look, guys, we're going to – that's just part of the outfit. Oh, my God, that is just wrong.
Yeah. But so, you know, And you know, and isn't it the way of it that something that seems earth-shatteringly important at one moment, which is at that moment, I mean, is huge, it suddenly slides into proportion later when, you know, when you've had new hills and mountains to climb, you know. But at, but you know, at that moment, your reactions are not proportionate. They, you just get all upset and oh my god, and you, and these issues just kind of become so important. Now I tell you the story and I'm laughing my head off. It's so funny. What a funny situation. And these, many of the things that we think are so serious when they happen, when you look at them later, you just roar with laughter because they are so silly what happened, and you just feel like such an idiot. But anyway, that was that story. Yeah, but you know, that's interesting about your, you know, getting, you know, having that reaction to, on a day that was supposed to be a great day. And I think people do this a lot, that you have something and it's working and it's really good, and then something gets out of whack. One person says something, the reaction, it comes back that is kind of disproportionate, and all of a sudden the misunderstanding turns into blows, in your case, literal blows, I guess. And you and everything has fallen apart.
Well, you know, it's so I guess in general, life is that way. It is messy. And we have to somehow figure out how to navigate in the waters of life without losing ourselves in the process, and trying to and reach for hope, you know, constantly reach for hope and happiness. Because for me, happiness is a goal. It is something, a pleasure that I'm chasing, and I love being happy. But there is always something that seems to show up, and that's life, right? Just shows up sometimes, like will make you left one time, you look good, you're getting in, all of a sudden there's a terrible accident, now you're just sitting on the freeway and you can't get off. I mean, that is just a mess, and there's nothing you can do about it. And so,
that's right.
And, right. It is what it is. And so life will hand us those moments of where we just want to just throw our hands up in the air and say, forget it.
You have the best intentions in the world to get somewhere on time.
Right.
But you just admit to yourself that you can't control everything.
And
we all want to
control. Go ahead. I'm sorry. We all want to control.
We all want to control everything. We want to make sure, you know, we have a little ordered little life. We want this to happen. We want to be at work on time. We want to be able to put on an outfit and not notice that there's something, a rip or a stain, or that's too small, or it suddenly doesn't fit, or, you know, and you're getting ready to go to some big event and you put something on and you go, God, this doesn't look good today. I don't know. What am I going to wear? I don't know. And you've got 5 million things in the closet, but nothing looks right. And all of a sudden you go into complete sweat and you feel upset, especially women do this. I don't know if men do this, but
you see in movies
where women are throwing clothes on the bed and they're trying one thing on and try something else on.
Yeah, that drives me absolutely crazy watching you guys do that. That drives me crazy. I'm like, just pick something. Let's go.
Yeah. Okay. No, that way.
You're putting too much energy into it.
It's a female thing. You put something on, and it might fit nicely, but the color looks wrong on you today. So you don't like that. Or you really want to wear a silver Herbie.
Yeah,
and you put the dress, and it doesn't match the earring. You know, it just, you can't wear the dress because you want to wear those earrings.
Can you qualify that statement? So it fits, it looks good on you, but the color doesn't look good on you today. Can you qualify that? What does that mean? The color.
What does it mean that the color doesn't look good?
I mean, how does it, like, hit you all the time? Couldn't it be the lighting in the house that the color is not working out right?
You look in the mirror at yourself. And, you know, when you bought this outfit, you loved it. It looked great. It was pretty. And you liked the color. Everything was good. And, you've worn it and it's and before and you looked good, but anyway, you go to put it on and you look in the mirror and you just feel ugly in it. You just feel wrong, and you know that you're not going to have a good time if you wear it. That is the thing that women go through, that it's an intuitive connection to how they look in the mirror, that they put something on and they look in the mirror and that intuition says, you can do better. This is not going to be a pleasant evening if you wear this. And you just know it intuitively in 1 second. It doesn't even take, and it could be something that you'll wear again another time and you'll love it. And you'll go, oh my God, this is so cute. Why didn't I wear this before? And then your poor Wardell husband or, you know, will look at you and go, but you took it off the allowance. A week ago you put that on and you said you hate it. You look horrible. Why do you like it today? It's in, women have female intuition. Women know about a lot of things. They intuit. Yes.
Well, hold on. Is that true intuition? Is that reading too much into it? Like, you have this instinct thing that I can't deny that. I know women do have this. But when it comes down to, you said this. You said, I wear this, I know I'm not going to have a good time tonight.
That's right.
I just don't understand. So what's happening is that you're connecting your how you look or how you feel you look to, that is going to determine if you're going to have a good time with your friends or not.
How come
that has so much leverage? How come it has so much power?
Yes, right.
Or
right.
Why do you give it so much power?
No, okay, so you had said to me, the first thing you said is, aren't you reading too much into it? But you're not reading anything into it. That's the answer to that. It is completely and purely intuitive, Wardell. It is so that you don't even think about it. You just know it. It's a knowledge. It's not something that you have to think about. It's not something that you have to dwell on. And you can twist it around. You can add a different necklace. You can put a different belt on. You can try different shoes and change your earrings. You can change your blush. You can change your hairdo. But nothing is going to make it look good once you've decided, I can't wear this tonight.
Okay. So let me flip the script.
Nothing. Yeah. Okay, dear.
Have you ever gone out and you looked great? You felt good about everything? It was fabulous, but you didn't have a good time?
Yes, but that has nothing to do with how I feel about what I'm wearing or what I look like. That has to do with circumstances. So, you know, like you go out and you're all ready and then the person you're supposed to meet either doesn't show up or is in a bad mood and says mean stuff or that food is not good or that the something is sour, something, you know, you get some bad news on the way over there, you get a phone call saying your project was not accepted, or in our case as a songwriter, your song is not getting on the album or something, you know, and so you
you're
in great spirits, but you get some bad news, and that is going to change your mood also, and it's going to give you like a lump in your throat, it's going to make you not feel happy, or it just, something, one thing, can just get, it's like a pebble in your shoe or a flaw in, you know, a cinder in your eye. It's something that just completely drops your mood from, you know, from 60 to zero. It just, you just suddenly go into a lull, into a dark hole.
Okay.
One thing, okay. One word, call, one text can change everything.
Okay. But just the last thing out, because I don't want to get lost in this, isn't a bad evening a bad evening no matter whose fault it is?
Isn't it what now? I'm not quite understanding what you mean. No matter whose fault
isn't a bad evening or a bad time no matter whose fault it is? Or does it matter whose fault it is? I mean,
well,
I can
it matters to the person
yes.
who it matters to the person who doesn't think it's their fault. It matters to them because they feel like they've done everything they can to make it a good time, and the other person has, you know, unintentionally or intentionally ruined it. But a bad evening is a bad evening, no matter, you know, what caused that. And unfortunately, when it is something that's completely out of control, out of your control, like the phone call that says, you know, that song that you were going to get recorded by Gladys Knight, well, she's not doing it. it's that thing that just ruins both your evenings, even though the person with you didn't have anything to do with it. It's just you got a text or a call that says, well, guess what? You're out of luck. And so
okay,
it's
let me ask
you. Mm-hmm.
You've had a song on Gladys Knight's album, right?
Had a few, yeah.
Okay, so here we go. So here's the question. Check it out. So when, or let's say, for instance, if you got that call that you're not going to get that Whitney Houston's cover, I know you thought it was going to be on the album, but just at the last second, we can't give it to you. Okay, now, of course that's going to make for not a good evening for you or day or whatever, right? Or just
mm-hmm.
good period, you know?
But
how do you deal with it? Because that's just a messy life right there. That's life being messy. How do you cope with that? And how should
you? That's a very good question. Well, you are allowed to mourn a loss. A loss isn't just a loss of a human being that dies or a dog or it can be the loss of a dream, the loss of an opportunity, the loss of something that you built yourself up to. And this is one of the reasons that I suggest to people that you don't live attached to outcome. It's something I've had to learn over a lifetime, that you enjoy the process. You know, when I get a call saying so-and-so is going to record this song, I get all excited and I really enjoy it. And then other people say, well, why don't you shouldn't think about it until it gets recorded and you know. But I think you should enjoy, because so often it will fall through. So I'd rather enjoy the process and not worry about the outcome, because the outcome could be anything. But once the outcome happens and it is a letdown, I think you have to allow yourself a few minutes to just kind of deal with it. And then you have to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. There's actually something you can take to help, and it's called Rescue Remedy. You can get it at the Whole Foods or, you know, that kind of a, you know, natural store. And you can buy it, and you just take some drops and you put them under your tongue, and somehow it normalizes you back up so that you're normal. You're not flying or jumping around. You're just normalized again. And it kind of helps.
What?
Yeah, it works. It actually works. Rescue Remedy.
Sounds like a drug.
It's not a drug. It's a flower remedy. It's a flower remedy that you can get it at Whole Foods. And I get the drops. And you could just
okay.
enjoy
but
just
can't the we, but could, wouldn't it just be just as easy to go to the Serenity Prayer and says, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. That was posted by Greg.
Yes, you can absolutely do that, and that's helpful. And keep remembering also that the part of God that you're speaking to is the part that imbues your own spirit and your own self. So you're really reminding yourself that there's a part of you that can overcome what's going on. By the next day or the next day after that, this letdown is going to not even be in your consciousness very much, because you'll be on to the next thing and the next thing. And unfortunately, when things first happen, when we get the first sense of what has gone wrong, that's when we get the most upset, and that's when we get that feeling of just being completely blindsided and let down. And when you lose an opportunity, or you find out that you didn't, you know, if you've been put an offer in on a house, for instance, and then you find out that you didn't get the house, That's a huge blow. It's just very upsetting, and it just upsets the whole apple cart. And what you have to think at that time is there is another house that's waiting for me, and this was not the right one for me. And then also one of the things that I thought of when I would not get a cut, I would think, you know, there are so many opportunities out there, and this one was not mine. This one was for somebody else. Somebody else got this one, and I bless them to have success with this is their chance. I wrote a theme for a show called Ally McBeal years ago with Peter Lienheiser. We wrote this song. It got accepted. The studio, Fox accepted it. The music supervisor accepted it. Everything was, it was all set to go. It was a David Kelly show. And David Kelly's wife, was a famous actress, and her best friend was a singer. And she turned in a song that wasn't written for the show. It was just a song that she had written. And she got the gig. It just we lost it. And it had nothing to do with what we wrote or what we did or what we didn't do. Ours was accepted. But this was an opportunity that belonged to somebody other than me and Peter. It was somebody else's chance. And I remember at the time saying, I am going to have my chance. It will come along when it's my chance, when it's my time. And it did. You know, and I had plenty of my time. But that one was, and I'm trying to think of the name of the artist. She was lovely. She actually was a friend of mine at the time, and I just can't think of her name. But she was on Ally McBeal for the whole show. She got to perform on it. She got to sing on it. It was her shot. And I really believe that you have to be gracious and accepting and allow other people to have success also and allow that to be okay with you. And, you know, that's one way to overcome it. And, you know, that's one of God's wisdoms that God will give you when you go into that prayer and say, you know, God, help me to accept these things. That's how you accept them, by understanding that there's a reason that it wasn't your opportunity. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, I think the same thing with the dress, too. But anyway, I have a question from the listener. He wants to know, but what if the problem is actually a threat and not just a challenge? What then?
A threat?
I asked what's a threat, and the response was a challenge means it's not really important. A threat can be a real issue to be dealt with.
Right. Well, you mean like an illness or something that something that threatens your life or your health or the life
right,
or health.
Right, I guess so, yeah. Well, yeah, that's something that you really got to deal with, yeah.
These are things that, yes, these are things that we have to be grown up and deal with, and deal with the best way we know how, and that is with love and the support of friends and others, and being able to overcome negative thoughts. I do believe that positive thinking is the greatest tool we have. When we think positive and we put white light and strength and God's love around everything that we are faced with, we can deal with it better. There are no easy answers for everything. So, you know, as the topic of this today is life is messy, and that is very messy when something that is a direct threat happens to you. Mm-hmm. I mean, a threat that you don't have the money to pay your rent, and so you're going to lose your home, and that you have no, and you don't know where you're going to go. And this could, you know, for a lot of people in the last year and a half during COVID, it was meant homelessness. It meant it was terrible what has happened and how many people have been forced out into the streets, and, you know, and then they lose their self-confidence and their ability to feel that they're worthy of going out into the world again and getting a job again. But we are all worthy,
right.
All God's children, right? And we are worthy to to have what we deserve and what we want. Just know that not everything is meant for yourself, and some things are meant for other people. But the things that are meant for you, grab them and enjoy them and take them on and let them be your life. Does that answer what he's asking?
Yeah, I guess it's a messy situation just a workout for our mental health.
No, it's reality. It's not a workout at all. It's a messy situation. It's pretty much everything in life. You know, life is messy. Every single day, things get messed up, or we say the wrong thing, we do the wrong thing, somebody else does the wrong thing, and you say, what does that mean? What is that about? Well, what happened? Why are you late? Why aren't you? You know, these kinds of questions crop up all the way through life. And these are the messy things, and we have to navigate them with goodwill and good spirit, because they come up on every level, every single day. And they're challenges.
That.
Yeah, we have to, messy, something you once said maybe comes back to haunt you. You know, this has happened to politicians a lot, and also to a lot of people in public life. You know, they said something when they were 17, and now suddenly they're, 35, and somebody has dug up this thing that they said. And it completely kills a career they've worked for 25 years on, because
yeah,
they said something stupid. Somebody discovered it. That's really messy.
Yeah.
And it's used to beat you up. And maybe in another kind of instance, somebody you once loved and that didn't work out for whatever reason turns back up in your life and throws you into confusion about the relationship you're in, and I mean the kind of things that can happen. A job you had for life that you got up every day knowing that was where you were going, and the job gets terminated. So you have to figure out, what do I do now? That was where I was going in my life. I was going to retire at this age. I was going to do this. I remember thinking that the home I lived in with Bobby when I was married, that I was going to end up being carried out feet first from that house, and when I got old, and that would be it. But I sold it. I got divorced and had to sell it. And so these are the messy things. You don't know where you're going to go, and I didn't know where to go. I didn't know where to end up. I didn't know where to live. I didn't know how to live.
Yeah,
I didn't know how to live.
Yeah, I think it's so important to me, like even just listening to you and as you're sharing your thoughts and stuff. It's so important that we just stay focused. To me, this is just my thinking about me and my life. Everybody has to do what they think they have to do. But it's, when we get distracted with a messy situation, sometimes it could be just that, something that's going to distract us from what we need to stay focused on, and that's our life. Just keep going forward and keep going forward. But sometimes people get down, they get depressed, they start drinking, smoking, doing things they shouldn't do, taking it out on other people.
Self-isolation. That's like the monks who take those whips and whip themselves with knots It's absolutely punishing yourself for things beyond your control, or things that you might have been able to once control, but you didn't. And so now you beat yourself up for not doing the right thing or not saying the right thing. And that is unhealthy, because we only have one life. And every life has many. I think that we have to look at the fact that what you think was going to be your life is not necessarily your life. And that takes me right back to that idea that you shouldn't attach yourself to outcomes. It's only when you're attached to a certain kind of outcome and you feel so strongly that that's the only way your life can go, that that's the only time that you feel so devastated. Because if you think that that's the only way your life can go, you don't leave yourself open to the other opportunities and other choices. You know, you might have a business partner that betrays you, that you thought that you were best friends, but they steal a job from you, or they steal money from you, or they in some way, you know, do something that is just unthinkable, or they badmouth you to somebody and cause you not to get a job, or something like
there.
That.
I've been in all of those
situations. Yes. And you just, it's horrifying. I know somebody who had a friend that stole their entire Rolodex. You know, I mean, this is just, it's so reprehensible when it happens. And so all you can do is turn the other cheek, because otherwise the person that you're punishing is yourself. And we have to look at that what we do in life when we do this punishing behavior is that the person that gets hurt the most is us. And that's
right.
What we should be doing. We shouldn't be, you know, beating ourselves up for things that we might have been able to control. Who knows? But there are so many factors that go into everything that goes wrong. We can't control all of those factors. We cannot control anything. We can't even control what we do. As you were saying earlier, you're on the way to an appointment or a wedding or something and you get stuck in traffic.
Stuck on the freeway. Yes. I'm sorry. Did I finish your thought?
No, I did finish it.
Okay. From a listener, should we sometimes just get on with it?
Just get on with life, you mean?
Yes.
Always. You get on with it. You find a way to work around it or work through it or bypass it or change courses in, you know, just change horses midstream. I was talking to you earlier about seeing you on horseback.
Okay, right.
If you don't think of plan B. It's kind of like when you have surgery and they cut your nerves. What happens is your nerves end up rerouting themselves. And so you have nerves that go in a different route to get to where they have to go. And that's how your body works. So if that happens in your physical body, then why not do that with your mind also, to follow the path that our Creator gave us as an example. So instead of trying to figure out how to fix something that happened, many things are unfixable. You know, once you've had that betrayal, or I was thinking about, like, you're going to make a dinner for your husband's boss, and you take out the meat, cook it, and it's spoiled somehow. You didn't look at the date. And your husband's boss is coming, and you know you can't make this dish, the only dish that you knew to make. And so now you have to scramble what to do, and you freak out. The only thing you can do is look in the fridge, what you've got, and make something else, because that opportunity is gone. You can't do that, either that or you decide to make a reservation and take the boss out, because, you know. But, I mean, when you lose your passport at the airport, you know, that's going to ruin the vacation. You're either not going to get on the plane or you're not going to be able to get home.
We're going to move forward, right? Should we sometimes just get on with it? So say, for instance, I'm getting on with it. I'm just going to say, you know what? That was wrong. I'm going to focus on what I got to do. I got to keep doing what I have to do. My company's got to keep going, which is me. I'm my company. I'm the CEO of me. I got to keep going regardless of my partner or my whoever screwed me over, took advantage of me. So I got to keep going, right? But in the back of my mind, Pamela, in the back of my mind, those little thoughts of, you know, why? Why would they do that? And that keeps going on for quite a few days and time. like, well, how do you, what do you say to yourself when you say, because it's just there because there's no resolution. It was never resolved. It was just something that blindsided me. I didn't expect it, and I got hit hard. My situation is hurting, but I still have to move forward. And in the back of my mind, I'm thinking about that accident, that thing that happened that really messed me up a little bit. How do I get? What do I say to myself? What are my thoughts
You have to first process what happened. And the letdown, the feeling of letdown, gives you a feeling of despair and emptiness. Your whole body and being feels like empty. Suddenly you almost feel like your skin has turned cold, and you feel as if you don't even live in your body. It can be that bad that your whole sense of even being alive is damaged at that moment when you find out the terrible, terrible, shattering truth that you never dreamed would happen. And then you pick yourself up gradually, and you reroute your intentions. So if you are the CEO, I love that you said that. I'm the CEO of me. I mean, that's something we should all, like, write down on a you know, embroider it and hang it on the wall. I am the CEO of me. Put it with a magnet on your refrigerator. Write it down. Because we have to be in charge of us. And if other people do things or things happen that we perceive will happen to us, they are something that we are not able to control. And therefore, the only thing we can control is how we move on and how we decide to take what happened as a lesson and just move on and find a different way to go, a different partner. And you know what you'll end up with is usually going to be better, a better situation than the one that we thought was irredeemably gone and just, you know, has ruined our life.
Wow.
Yes.
That's,
you know,
great.
I think it's good. I think that's good advice. Yes. I mean, you know, because sometimes, you know, people don't get you and you don't know why you're with them also. And then, but, you know, and so we can just throw out things and just throw out the relationship, sabotage ourselves, you know, wreck everything and make a stormy decision about how to end things. But sometimes you can find a way back even with a person that has done something that sort of feels irredeemable. If you talk with them and they give you an explanation and they give you a mea culpa and they apologize, apologies, if they are heartfelt and true, go a long way to redeem a relationship. Somebody can say, I did this because, and I knew what I was doing at the time I did it, and I still did it because I needed to do it, and now I feel like it was the worst thing I ever did, and I realize how much I hurt you by it, and I realize that I just want to spend my time now making you trust me again. If you get that kind of a reaction, then I think most things are worth a second chance. Most people are worth a second chance. There are some things that people do that are not worth a second chance. Do you know what those, when they happen? But I also wanted to, I just want to say that in life we need to laugh more. We need to find things that are more laughable, and we need to worry less, because we tend to take on all these things that happen, all these messy things, and we worry about them. We have to make them laugh. As I said, now that I look back on the pants and boots issue, I laugh. Many of the things that have happened, you know, they hurt at the time, but now you can just go, oh, well, that, you know, it just wasn't meant to be, and you don't feel as strongly about it later. Do you? Do you feel still as strongly about the things that happened to you later?
Some of them. Some of them I don't. And I don't have any control over my feelings. They just exist, and I have to deal with them. I have no control over those. I have control on how I react to them, but those feelings are what they are. And so when I think about something like not getting my royalties, that bothers me. And I'm frustrated, you know, like even though, you know, the time is gone and, you know, you're crying over spilled milk, I'm still not happy about it. And so when I'm not happy about it, I have emotions about it. And so when I dwell on it, that is when the problem starts to stir up. So I try not to dwell on it because
it festers like a wound.
Yeah.
And festered wounds do not heal so easily. So you can give yourself over to a festering wound and allow it to destroy you. And then you have given away all of your power to that person who did the bad thing or who did the thoughtless thing. And you have given away your power and you feel like you can't climb back. And that is the very moment that you have to take back your life and take back your control. And you have to, as the Dean Kay's song, lift yourself up and brush yourself off and start over again. And that's life, you know. That's the thing.
I've done that. I've started over. I've done that. But it's still like when I think about it, when I go back to it, it's still not a good feeling. And so my whole thing is not just about me, but about anybody that's been in a situation like that. How do we get past that part? Like, how do we just say, okay, don't even think about it that much because it's controlling your emotions. So this is why I think about it, because I go, why would they have done that? Why would somebody who I cared about, who I thought was a good person, why did they have to do that to me or do that to her or do that to, you know, him? Why? Why are you the messy part of life?
That is one of the messy parts of life. It certainly is that people do that, and there seems to be no reason to do it. And, you know, you'll get a letter from somebody that's hurtful out of nowhere, you know, and you'll feel hurt. I got such a letter yesterday, and it was very hurtful. And it was from a cousin. It was from somebody who's, you know, going through some stuff. And it just was, and I feel like you can't help everyone. You can't please everyone. You can't take care of everyone. And when somebody decides that they don't appreciate who you are and what you are, you have to remember who you are. You have to know who you are. You appreciate yourself and you love yourself sufficiently, and you just have to forgive those other people for not getting who you are and for not treating you the way you would want to be treated. And you have to move on in your life and just allow them to be the imperfect people they are, but just not have anything more to do with them. You know, that they have done whatever they've done, they've closed a door with you. And they have closed the door voluntarily. And when they come back later and try to open that door again, you have to then decide, is it worth it for me to allow that person because they may do that again? Or just to say, you know what, we are incompatible as humans, and I wish you well. I wish you a good life. But this is your energy. It did not help me in my life, and so I need to just keep moving. There are other people that need my time.
Yeah.
And I'd rather time and love and energy to those people who have earned it and deserve it, and who really truly care about me.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you. Well, we got 4 minutes left in the show, and I want to give you the opportunity to just, you know, have a, you know, closing statement, something that you would like to say. And you're kind of doing it already, but I just want you to know you got about 4 minutes, so just, it's your floor.
Well, I have a couple things to say here, and one of them is that happiness is a decision, not something that falls out of the sky. So let someone or certain people make you happy. Let yourself enjoy your friends. Let yourself enjoy yourself. Because only masochists beat themselves up all the time over things they've done intentionally, accidentally, or with malice aforethought, that things that have happened to you. Only masochists beat themselves up over things that they couldn't control and that happened. And, you know, life is messy, and there's not always a trash can around. Sometimes you have to keep everything that you've messed up or shove it off to the side or file it away or recycle it into something useful. Take the information that you got from what that person created in your life or you created in your life and turn it into something different and make lemonade out of the lemons. Make lemon cake, you know, that's even better. Or if you're seriously good at self-regulation, if you're the king and queen or a queen, king or queen of the martyrs, you keep it up and keep looking at it and keep feeling bad. And let me know how that works out, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
So you have to take charge of your own life because you can't fix everything. You can't take care of everything and you can't fix everyone else. The only person you have to work with is your own self. So you have to love yourself enough to, you know, if somebody does something terrible to you, you know, eat some ice cream. Do something that makes you feel good. Do a movie, watch something funny on TV. Listen to a funny movie. Listen to a music you love. And bring yourself back into complete connection to yourself, inner self. Find your inner core and back to that. Come back to yourself. Because you still have yourself. No matter what somebody else did, you are still you, and you can still make many, many other things happen that are good.
Amen. I love it. Thank you so much. Whoa, Pam is back, and I'm so grateful. Thanks for the, you know, don't go away like that. We need that wisdom, man. That was good. That is good. Thank you. The thing I love about you is you make us think. And it's, you know, for an idle mind is not a good mind. I like my mind to be stimulated by positive things, and you're good at doing that. So thank you for helping us with that and to navigate through life. We appreciate you.
I love thinking uplifting thoughts, and I know that not everything can be fixed, but we can make ourselves happy by deciding to be happy. Happiness is a decision. Just always remember that.
Say that again.
Happiness is a decision.
Okay. I hear you.
Yes. You have to decide to be happy based on even whatever's gone wrong. You have to decide to be. So,
yes.
All right. So lovely to do our show today. And I guess everybody have a wonderful week and enjoy your week. And see you next Tuesday. I have no idea what we'll talk about, but we'll figure out something fun.
It's going to be good. Love you. God bless
you.
And take care of yourself. And we'll see you later on. Enjoy your fun. All right. Bye. Bye. Yes, yes, yes. And that's Crystal right there. Love is like an itching in my heart, and I can't scratch it. Wow. What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? I hope you're well. This is Wardell Potts Jr., and we are about to mix it up here. Thanks to Pamela Phillips Oland for that wonderful conversation in regards to what a messy life, how messy life can be, and how messy things can be. And, you know, sometimes you're just caught off guard, and things just happen, like bad traffic, and now you're late for work. You can't get the, you know, and it's just stressing you out, stressing your boss out, and it makes everything just, it's not even your fault, but that's just the way life can be sometimes, right? Just messy. So, anyway, it's not about the storm. It's how we navigate in the storm, as I always say. So, you know, we just got to try to do our best to be our best in bad situations, because they will come. That's a guarantee. Live long enough, you'll deal with it, right? And so, but anyway, guys, thank you so much for everything. Thanks, Pam. Love you much, sweetheart, and appreciate you very much. We love you at Solar Records Radio, and enjoy you as well. All right, guys, so I'm going to mix it up. Y'all ready to get it all mixed up around here? Okay, I got to tell you something. I'm, like, obsessed with this next song I'm going to play you. I can't help it. I don't know what happened to me, but when I hear this song, I go to sleep thinking about the song. In the middle of the night, I wake up, I'm thinking about the song. When I wake up in the morning, I'm thinking about the song. In the middle of the day, I'm thinking about the song. And this only happened about a week ago, and it hasn't gone away. And now the song is driving me crazy. So I'm going to play it. Because it's just driving me crazy. So maybe to drive you crazy, you know, we could play tag. I can pass it over to you. All right, guys. So much love, and hope you guys are doing well. Thanks, Greg, for all your work. We've just been texting back and forth this morning, and just trying to get some things set up around here that is going to really benefit all of us. And so I appreciate, you know, your time, Greg, that you put into, you know, helping to make Solar Records Radio a success. Appreciate that very much. And I think Astrid is better. I'm not sure. I see her posting, but I don't hear her. I haven't talked to her. So, but anyway, guys, thank you so much. Don Fleming will be in a little bit. He was in earlier, and he said he'll be back when we get to the mixing it up part, because he likes to mix it up, obviously, right? So this is the beginning of a new week. And we're in April already. Oh, wow. This is great. So the beautiful thing about April is that the flowers start to bloom, and, you know, the grass, it starts to grow, the trees start to grow, the birds start to sing, and it's just such a beautiful time. You know, and so I get excited about that. And from a spiritual point of view, you know, we have Good Friday, you know, Palm Sunday, Good Friday, and then Easter. So, you know, for me, that's very special holidays, the most important holidays in my life, you know, my spiritual walk. And so, this is a good time. This month, it's a good month, I believe, and I just pray that all goes well for all of us, and that we all can enjoy, you know, life together. So this is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio. We got 52 minutes left in the show. And so here we go. This song by the Four Seasons. Man, oh man, it drives me absolutely crazy. All right, here we go. We'll be back.
There ain't no good. Goodbye. True love takes a lot of trying. Oh, I'm crying.
break our love to bits.
Breaking up.
am I going to do? But man, oh man, I love, love, love this music, and we are having a good time here on Solar Records Radio, where we're mixing it up and just having a good time. I hope you guys are too. Thank you for tuning in. We want to keep this groove going because it's important. Hey guys, keep moving and keep moving and keep grooving here with us on Solar Records Radio. This is your boy, Wardell Potts Jr. Well, look who's in the house, everybody. No one, no other than my brother, Don Fleming. What's up, Don?
Hey, what's going on, man?
How you doing, man?
I am good. How's your Tuesday coming along?
Oh, man, everything's good, man. Everything's good. Hanging in there. Trying to get it done. Trying to get it done. How's everything for you?
Oh, man, just here at home. Just kind of working from home, back and forth. Just wanted to kind of check in and see how everything was going.
Oh, man, yeah, like I said, you know, just, you know, I had a great show with Pamela Phillips O'Lan and you know, and kicked off this show right here, you know, just the second half of the show, which is I love it so much. I love just mixing it up and playing all the different music that we play here on Solar Records Radio.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Hey,
yes,
good. Yeah, that was good selection, man. You got to do a recap of your song selection in this last block, man. I really enjoyed it.
Okay, well, let me do that. You know, Don, when the boss
put him
speaks,
on the spot.
Know, that's right, man. So I just finished playing the OJs. I love music. And man, oh man, do we love music here at Solar Records Radio. And then before that, I would play the Bee Gees, Love You, Inside and Out, backwards and forwards with my hand hanging out. I love you with my heart hanging out. I mean, this guy was so in love. These lyrics are just so amazing on that song. One of my favorite songs right there ever. Especially lyrically. I mean, but it's the lyrics, the melody, you know, just the whole thing, the harmonies, the whole thing. I love songs that have meaning and, you know, and it's not just something to groove to, but it has meaning and it's amazing. And so, before that, I started out the block with the Spinners, Working My Way Back to You, Babe. And,
man.
Yeah. So it's all good in the hood, man. Just trying to get it done.
I was singing it. I was listening to it, you know, kind of in the playback or whatever, and I was kind of singing it. And I was like, oh, my God, don't unmute my mic because I am in rare form.
Yeah, he was singing
out
loud.
I am in rare form.
Greg, I wish I would have unmuted your mic so he could have heard you.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Yeah, he thinks we need to speak, stick to talking about it. So it's all good, man. Anyway, what else, man? Are you in the system or is it on me? Is this me doing?
I'm on my iPad. I'm doing a couple of things on my iPad here on the couch working. But I do have you. I am in the system via iPad. So if there's some audio issues, just in case, you know, I'll if you don't mind, I would like to go ahead and
you got
dedicate
it.
This block. I gotta take control of this block, man, if it's okay with you.
You got it. I just mute
we're
my mic.
We're mixing it up. We're mixing it up today on Tuesday, right?
Absolutely.
We're mixing it up, right?
Absolutely. Mix
All
it
right,
up,
well,
man.
You, oh, hey, I'm going to mix it up. Guys, you are listening to Solar Records Radio, of course, Wardell Potts. Fleming Wardell Potts Jr. I always got to say Jr. because he jumps on me. He gets on me real hard. He messes with me about that, man. But anyway, let's go ahead and get this block. Yeah. Let's go ahead and get this block started from one of my all-time favorite albums. This is Fleetwood Mac. Name of the song is called Dreams. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
Listen carefully.
John just comes on just raw. I mean, that's just so funky right there. What you going to do with that, man? What you going to do? He keeps coming. Keep it coming, baby.
I had to hook that up, man. I appreciate you giving me this block, man. That was from the Foreign Exchange featuring Carlita Duran. Yes, from 2014's Love and Flying Colors album. What a great album from the Foreign Exchange. That is Dreams Are Made for Two. Before that, if I'm not mistaken, I had to hook up a little Get Over Like a Fat Rat. I had to hook that one up from Fonda Rae from 1982. And, of course, I started off the block. Classic Fleetwood Mac, Dreams, the album from 1977. Man, I love that. I was a big fan before that guy was drinking Ocean Spray. Apparently, you remember that viral video of the guy with the tattoo of the feather on the back of his head drinking Ocean Spray, and he's playing Dreams in the background? So you hear stuff, it's going viral. But I've had that album. My uncles and my aunts had that album, so I was a big fan of course Mick Fleetwood and Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham. Just some great music, man. So wow. Thank you for that, by the way. Again, thank you for that.
You know, we got to do what we got to do, brother. That was I enjoyed it. I like how you took it someplace else. We only got 14 minutes left in the show. Are you kidding me? Man.
Man.
That's unbelievable.
Man.
Whoa. Now, and if I was trying to get off of work, if I was at a regular job trying to get off of work, it'd be nowhere near 14. It'd be like 40 more minutes, buddy. 40 more, you know. But it's like, you know, I want 40 more minutes right now. I only got 14 minutes, but we love you guys, and we thank you so much for tuning in today and hanging out with us. Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr., and Pamela Phillips, Olan. We appreciate all the love. And tomorrow, you know, you guys make sure you tune in for Indie Jazz Day tomorrow. We're going to have a special guest for you tomorrow. So come hang out with us and enjoy yourself. This is this guest is really special because these brothers, they're twin brothers, actually. And they're from out of Philadelphia, Marvin and Melvin. Marvin and Melvin Stills. And they wrote a big song for Philly International. You guys, y'all got to tune in. I'm not telling you, it's a big song. And it's like, I was like, dude, I was a child. You know, I said, I'm such a fan of yours. And so I really enjoyed talking to Melvin yesterday. And so we look forward to chopping it up with him and his brother tomorrow on Indie Jazz Day. And they are huge overseas in the UK. But they got ripped off here in the United States. Isn't that always a
sad
story?
Oh, my God.
It's so sad, man.
It's always,
you know,
it's always something, man.
Yeah,
people aren't just being, you know, just true to the craft, true to the art form. There's always going to be some level of corruption. I hate that part, but go ahead, man. That's just me griping about it.
they got their Grammy, so they got their Grammy.
Nice.
Somebody else redid their songs, and so you know that did really good for them. And so I'm very happy for them. And the dance song is one of the biggest dance songs over in the UK, so they're just huge. I mean, so they did very well. Anyway, tune in tomorrow. We're gonna have a good time, and we appreciate you guys hanging out with us. And may God bless you and keep you and take care of you guys. And Ukraine, you guys are always in our prayer. Make sure y'all treating all the brothers and sisters good over there. All right, y'all take it easy. Don, anything else you want to say before we roll?
Man, again, thank you guys for tuning in. Tomorrow, I want to remind again, Indie Jazz Wednesday. Got some great guest on the show tomorrow, and I will be there with you hanging out.
Okay. Are you closing the show out?
Do you want me to close the show out?
If you want to. You got it. You got it if you want.
You know what? We got about 11 minutes left of the show, so I guess it's only fair to close out with some solar music. How about that? Can we get some solar for you? Can we close out with some solar?
It's
your thing. Back to 1987, music from Babyface, I Love You Baby, Wardell Potts Jr., Don Fleming. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a safe and prosperous Tuesday. See you later,
all
guys.
Right. All right. Later, everybody. Good night.
desire is to have myself some fun. I've got money, but nobody, no one to call my own. It's so lonely, I'm tired, tired of being alone. From heaven.
Mind. Can I sit down here beside you? Oh yeah, alright. If I seem to come on too strong, I hope that you will understand. I say these things cause I'd like to know if you're as lonely as I am, and if you'd mind sharing the night together. Morning, girl, if you wanna go that far. And if tomorrow finds us together right here, the way we are, would you mind sharing the night together? Ooh, yeah, sharing the night together. Would you like to dance with me and hold me? You know I wanna be holding you. Oh yeah, alright. Cause I like feeling like I do, and I see in your eyes that you're liking it, I'm liking it too. Oh yeah.